Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Jordan Heiber from MUFG's Washington, D.C. Representative Office. It's Tuesday, July 7th, 2020. Hi, Jordan. It has been some time since your last podcast. Welcome back.
Thanks, John.
We last spoke about the upcoming U.S. elections in April. If I recall correctly, you pointed out that the Democrats were in a stronger position due to COVID-19 and the downturn in the U.S. economy. Can you tell our listeners if that's still the case? And what, if anything, has changed about that assessment?
John, thanks. You're absolutely correct that this was my concluding sentiment when we spoke a couple months ago. And I would say not only has this viewpoint not changed, but the likelihood of the scenario I described, a Democratic sweep of the House, the White House, and both chambers of Congress, has actually grown larger. In the last couple of months, as President Trump has been criticized for his response to the trifecta of crises that we're facing, a health pandemic, an economic recession, and most recently, social unrest across the country, we've seen a corresponding drop in his polling numbers. And this is especially true among independent voters. So let's dig into that just a little bit. Earlier this year, Trump's overall support was near where Obama's was at this point in Obama's first term. More recently, we've seen it really fall into Jimmy Carter and George H.W. Bush territory. So those last two obviously did not win a second term. So this is all good news for Biden's chances in November. As support for Trump has dropped, Biden has increased his lead in national polls. And more importantly, we've seen him open up advantages in a number of key swing states. So for example, Pennsylvania and Michigan, and even Arizona and Florida. Trump's sagging poll numbers are also dragging down some vulnerable GOP Republican incumbents. And this is making Democrats more competitive in races that they would need to flip the Senate from Republican to Democrat. And looking at the House, Democrats were already in a good position to maintain their majority there a few months ago, and they are even more so now. The one caveat I'd make is that we're still 4 months out from the election, and things can certainly change, but the current trajectory is really not a good one for President Trump.
Understood that there's still some time for things to change. Looking at both outcomes, what can you tell us about the policy priorities of a first-term Biden administration versus a second Trump term?
That's also a good question. And let's start with Biden, because that's where you're going to see the biggest differences. And although it depends on exactly where things stand with the coronavirus come January, when Biden would take office, his most immediate priority will likely be a much stronger federal response to the coronavirus epidemic. And this is in contrast with Trump, who has placed a lot of the responsibility on states and on governors. A little bit further down the road, I would expect Biden would focus on additional fiscal expansion and tax issues. This would likely include major healthcare legislation, green energy infrastructure, and also tax increases for the wealthiest Americans and corporations to undo some of the tax law that Trump and the Republican Congress put in place. Reversing the deregulation that we've seen under Trump would also be a priority. Exactly how much Biden could accomplish will depend a lot on whether Democrats are able to take control of the Senate if he's elected. So that'll be key to watch as well. Trump's plans for a second term are actually less clear, in part because the president hasn't really fully articulated them. That said, I'd expect a second Trump term would look quite a bit like these last two, most recent two years of his first term, after Democrats gained control of the House in 2018. Major legislation would be very challenging due to continued Democratic opposition. So we're much more likely to see Trump focus on issues that have dominated his attention in the last couple of years, even since the beginning of his first term. So this is things like immigration, things like trade deals and going back to the trade wars that we saw at the beginning of his administration, and also delivering on social issues that are at the heart of Trump's support from religious conservatives.
Well, I think it's clear that the policies under Biden would be very different than what we would expect under Trump. How are markets interpreting the election? What should investors pay attention to going forward?
Yeah, so to your first question, I actually spoke to our MUFG colleagues in the Global Markets Division just recently. And they point out that if we see more momentum toward this Democratic sweep scenario that I spoke about at the beginning, White House, House, and Senate all under Democratic control, then we could see certain sectors of the equity market begin to get spooked. Big tech, for example, has been driving the current market rally. The top five S&P 500 stocks make up over 21% of the index. So you're looking at Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, Alphabet, Facebook. And these stocks weighted to their index share up about 30%. So Biden's likely policies on tech could create volatility and create some downside momentum for the stock market. The FX markets already appear to be pricing in a Biden victory, with the dollar gradually weakening. Our FX colleagues see a Biden win as US dollar negative, not hugely so, but certainly enough to get the euro dollar hitting the 1.2 level in 2021, given the possibility of higher corporate taxes should Biden win. In terms of what to look at going forward, both parties have their nominating conventions next month. And these will look very different from previous conventions, given the backdrop of the coronavirus pandemic. One key thing is that we'll learn who Biden's VP pick will be. He's already said he'll pick a woman as his vice presidential candidate. And many have speculated that it will be a woman of color. But those events are unlikely to dramatically shape the election landscape. This election so far has really looked like a referendum on Trump, partly because we haven't seen too much of Biden on the campaign trail. That's been their strategy, the Biden camp strategy, and it's been working. As such, I think the most important thing to watch is what happens with the trajectory of coronavirus and the U.S. economy going forward over the course of the next couple months, and especially how voters judge Trump's response. This was true when you and I spoke back in April, and I think it's increasingly important now as we're just a few months out from the election.
That's great analysis, Jordan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.